In January, the state announced $400,000 would be given to the Hudson River Maritime Museum to help pay for the construction of a permanent home port for the Hudson River sloop Clearwater. The grant was to be matched by the Clearwater Organization and the museum. An additional $125,000 grant was secured. Clearwater Board President Alan Shope donated timber and architectural services.
40 years ago, Clearwater was launched, and for 40 years, the Clearwater crew has not been offered a bathroom or a hot shower, which I think is appalling when they've come into a dock. It was time for that crew and that boat to have a home port with tools to properly maintain it and to be able to care for the boat long term. The Hudson River Maritime Museum had a dock that wasn't used in the wintertime. Clearwater had a boat that needed a dock in the wintertime. The synergism was obvious. We both served the same groups of kids.
Dr. Jack Weeks is on the board of the Hudson River Maritime Museum. He shares the board's vision going forward.
If you build it, they will come. This is going to be a wooden boat center, and there's a lot of historic vessels that we're hoping will come and utilize what we have here. At the same time, we are looking to put together programs for inner city kids to build and compete with boats.
The Clearwater formerly spent winters docked in Saugerties. Alan Shope explains the two-story, 4,500-square-foot barn will serve as the winter berth and repair shop for Clearwater and also as a multipurpose building for the museum.
The idea of building a building that could be used in the winter by Clearwater to care for the sloop and care for our crew and be used by the museum in the summer to build small wooden boats and get the youth of Kingston off the streets and out onto the river was a delicious, simple, fun idea. Great grassroots kind of a concept and something Clearwater loved. The museum also embraced it very, very strongly in the beginning. And we've decided to go forward, and tomorrow morning at sunrise, the building will go up.
The Clearwater Organization works to preserve and protect the Hudson River. It was founded in 1966 by musician, environmental activist, and Dutchess County resident Pete Seeger. The group's namesake vessel, a replica of sloops that sailed on the Hudson in the 18th and 19th centuries, was launched in 1969. Clearwater Executive Director Jeff Rumpf envisions the new home port as a tourist attraction.
It's an opportunity for lots of collaborators like the Maritime Museum and the mayor and a lot of local businesses to get together and say, what's going to attract people to Kingston?
Rumpf believes people will seek out the Kingston home port for boats and music. He says it could become the next Mystic Seaport. The barn raising gets underway 5 a.m. Saturday. Other activities will take place all day long. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.